I'm from Kenyan Wall Street.
Yes.
We are a finance platform.
Okay.
I've written extensively on Octagon.
Yeah, I've seen that. Kenyan Wall Street.
On,
yeah.
Yes, I wrote on when you launched Mobikeza.
Yes,
also on the deal with Forbes.
Forbes, yes. In Zambia, that. Yes.
Yes, and now I'm here so that we can expand more on now the details of the... Yes. Welcome again.
Thank you so much.
To today's podcast. Kindly take us through the global partnership with Alexander Forbes from South Africa.
Okay. The Alexander Forbes have looked at their strategy in terms of expansion. And what they have done is that they have identified countries where they are not going to have a physical presence, but have a partner who provides service to their clients who are in those countries.
Yeah.
Alexander Forbes is the largest administrator.
Can I pause you a bit?
So, Alexander Forbes have been trying to do a new partnership where they don't have a physical presence in the country, but they identify a local partner who they work with to provide service to their multinational clients in those countries.
Okay.
Now, what we did, we've been discussing this since 2017. Okay. And what happened is that last year, we crowned it up with this purchase of 49% of the business in Zambia.
Okay.
And then signed a partnership in Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
So what is happening is that they are not in Zambia, but they are providing their clients in Zambia through us. Yeah. So those clients that come in Zambia or come in Kenya, we do administration for them, then we share revenues. We share revenues, yes. So we don't have an equity partnership.
Okay.
It's basically a revenue sharing partnership.
Ah.
Yes, what they're calling a RIFE partnership.
Okay.
Yes.
And how would you say Alexander Forbes is a fit for Octagon? As we've been in the Kenyan, in the pension industry for long, how is now Alexander Forbes a fit for you as you look for to scale globally?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, one of the things we have discovered is that you can never scale alone. It's
very difficult. Yes.
You need partners.
Okay.
Now, for us, we think it's a fantastic partnership because Alexander Forbes have been doing administration for 100 years.
Yes.
They have been doing acquisitions across the world for the last 100 years.
Yes.
So they understand when we partner with them and we go into countries, they understand what is it that we're looking for. Like we would like to go to Rwanda, we would like to go to Ghana.
Okay.
We leverage on their experience to be able to set up businesses in those countries. So for me, it's a fantastic partnership for the particular reason.
Yes. You mentioned that as Octagon will be launching new pension products to promote uptake. We've already talked about Mobikeza.
Mm.
Maybe you can give me its performance since launching last year.
Yes.
Seeing that at that time you said you were targeting 12 million clients in under 1 year.
It was a million clients.
A million clients. How far is that now?
Yeah, what we've done is, of course, when we launched, we went out to be able to push into the market using social media.
Okay.
Yeah, and this has helped us to be able to sign up over 60,000 members just on that very particular platform.
Yes.
Yeah. What we're now doing is we're going out to have partnerships, you know, with organizations that have people, like for example, farmers organizations, like Waneka Fund, like Twiga.
Okay.
You know, these are organizations that have underlying clients,
and
hundreds of thousands of people.
Yes.
So what we're trying to do is we are launching those partnerships. We'll be launching those partnerships with those organizations to be able to save. So while they are selling their products, they are selling their services to their clients. They are also saving members. Their clients are also saving because we believe that the biggest part. I mean, what drives this economy is agriculture.
Yes.
Agriculture is the biggest in terms of economy.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't touched, in terms of retirement savings, we haven't touched agriculture completely.
Yes.
You get it?
Yes.
Our 22% coverage, which Mutuga has mentioned today, is on white collar jobs.
It's white collar jobs. Interesting.
We haven't touched agriculture.
Okay.
And so therefore, if we can get into agriculture, get into farmers, and now we have younger farmers, we have a younger population of farmers which is coming up, who needs to save, who needs to save. And they understand, they are learned, they know what it means. So we think that with this, we're going to push our 1 million, in my view, in the next six to eight months.
Yes. You also mentioned about umbrella terms.
Yes.
Take us through how now that will promote pension uptake.
Yeah. Now, umbrella, you see the Mobikesa is for informal sector.
Yes.
The farmers, the juakari. The umbrella takes care of the small medium enterprises. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The law firms, the accounting firms. You know, these organizations, the schools, private hospitals, these organizations that don't have pension schemes, and yet they have employees that are between 20 to 100 employees.
Yes.
Now, they cannot be able to form their own schemes.
Yes.
Because it's quite a costly to set up your own scheme. Mm-hmm. And also, the governance structure has become a costly to be able to maintain. Mm-hmm. So what we do is that in umbrella, you come in as an employer into the umbrella and sign what you call a partnership agreement. I mean, a partnership agreement.
Okay.
Which means that your employees become start saving into the umbrella. Mm-hmm. Into the umbrella.
Uh-huh.
We treat you as an organization,
okay,
but you are saving in a pool.
Yes.
Yeah. So it helps in terms of economies of scale.
Sure.
Yes. Yes.
You also mentioned something about private equity.
Yes.
Which from my end I think is a very good strategic change for creating value
for
your
members.
Pensioners.
Absolutely.
Members.
Absolutely.
Where you'd be focusing on private equities rather than traditional investments such as bonds and equities.
Correct.
Kindly take us through that too.
Yeah, traditionally we have had these bonds and equities.
Okay.
Well, they have performed well,
okay,
but the markets are, you know, the government has pushed interest rates down.
Yes.
So the bond values are down.
Yes.
You look at the markets. Of course, as we mature, the markets don't no longer give 40% returns.
Yes.
The returns are getting lower.
Yes.
So what we're looking at is alternative investments. Yeah.
Sure.
And the first entry of alternative investments,
yes,
is private equity or pooled property funds.
Yes.
You get it? Private equity or pooled property funds, where trustees can put their money in a little bit of higher risk and get a higher return.
Sure.
You get it?
Yes.
Private equity is a very good investment for pension funds.
Mm-hmm.
Pension funds invest for long term.
Yes.
The only challenge we have our trustees currently is they still think short term. They come and ask for returns in a quarter.
Yes.
In a pension scheme, you shouldn't be asking for returns in a quarter.
Yes.
You should be comparing returns in a year and 3 years. You get it? So then you are able to look at it and saying a private equity is normally about 10-year period,
yes,
before you can actually get any money, get the benefits. But after the 10 years,
yes,
you can make money until you drop debt.
Sure.
An example,
yes,
is that in 1996, mm-hmm, I was in a pension scheme, I was a manager of a pension scheme, mm-hmm, where we put money in a Acacia fund.
Mm-hmm.
In a Acacia fund. Acacia fund is a private equity firm,
yes,
which invested in a couple of companies. And in the first 7 years, actually we were making losses.
Yes.
Trustee said, never come here to make a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Until one day,
mm-hmm,
yeah, the private equity firm was sold that investment.
Yes.
And we made money until we dropped debt.
Yes.
Trustees felt we should have put more money in this fund. Yes, yes.
So
yes,
it's interesting.
It is. It's an area. You don't put in much more money. You don't need too much money.
Okay.
Put in a little bit money. See how it performs, and then you can scale it up over time.
Yes.
Yes.
What can you tell our listeners to access? Where can they now get this new product that this partnership with Alexander Forbes is about to bring?
To bring on board.
Yes. Now you can tell them where they can access them.
We as Octagon Africa,
okay,
we are a pension administration, pension consulting, insurance broking company,
okay,
and training firm. And one of the things we have done is that we have products which you have, as I mentioned,
mm-hmm,
and these products, we can access them. You can, of course, go on our website, www.octagonafrica.com.
Yes.
We can engage. There's a live chat,
okay,
on our website.
Okay.
You can engage with our live chat,
yes,
our live chat, or you can actually put a request there. But all our products are listed on that. We'll be launching more products,
mm-hmm,
in the near future,
yes,
alongside the Alexander Forbes,
yes,
to be able to make sure that we increase the coverage and increase the provision of our clients.
Yes.
So please, let us call us, reach us.
Yes.
We have our website. Get into our website and get the information.
Okay.
We are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. We are on LinkedIn. Yes, Octagon Africa. Octagon Africa.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Mr.
you. Thank you so
time.
Much. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
And thank you for the support.